The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Just a short reflection before opening it up to questions and comments. In the guided meditation offering, for the meditation practice at least, that whatever is arising, the awareness of that, that is what the meditation is supposed to be. Nothing else. For me, that has been really helpful. I think something about this time where things are so different than they were a month ago. There's so much new, so much happening that it's very natural, I think, for our minds to be adjusting to that. I find that my mind is very active, thinking about all of the different things I need to do to learn. My rhythms are very different, and so the whole patterning of my life, it's like my mind is adjusting to that. And so there's a different experience in my mind than there used to be. I think we are creatures of habit, and so when habits get disrupted, things feel very different. And when we sit down to meditate, that feels very different too. I think we get an example of this in our usual lives when we go on vacation or something, and we find we don't even think to meditate, or it's like things are just so different. When things change drastically for us, our experience is very different. And so this has happened for all of us, but we're all in our same places. We're in our homes. Most of us are in our homes. And it feels like, when I sit down in the same place where I usually meditate, it should be the same as it used to be a month ago. My mind should settle as quickly, or, it's not settling, so something must be wrong. My practice isn't strong enough, or something, or our minds do something like that. And after about 3 days of that in my own practice, as I came home from the March month long, as I came home and started doing my practice here in my home in shelter in place, I found that the mind was way more active than usual. And then as I brought this reflection in, it just kind of spontaneously arose in my practice, this reflection of, oh, this is the way the meditation is supposed to be right now. There was a big kind of settling and releasing that happened around the experience. And it revealed that there was a very subtle kind of belief or view or agenda in the meditation that hadn't been seen. And so I found that to be very useful. And what this points to in some ways is it is the awareness. It's the awareness of what's happening that is the meditation practice. And so it's not that we're saying what is happening is supposed to be happening, but that the awareness of what is happening is what the meditation is supposed to be. So that awareness is really what we're kind of connecting with there. The awareness of what is happening, that is what the meditation is supposed to be. And so, in our formal practice, in our formal meditation practice, we do kind of just rest with that, just kind of acknowledging, okay, this is what's arising when we can. This is very much a receptive awareness practice, and for sometimes what is arising can be overwhelming. It can be something that our awareness can't really meet clearly, and if that's happening, then potentially bringing in some other tools can be really useful for us, to bring in metta practice or to focus on something, to ground ourselves with physical sensation. That can be useful. But that's coming from an awareness of what our capacity is with awareness. Can our awareness actually hold this? And what I have seen for myself is that when I just acknowledge, oh, this, what's arising here, you know, this awareness of that is what the meditation is supposed to be, it can release some of those hidden agendas which are creating some tension in the mind around what's going on. But this place of that awareness, so what has arisen, has come to be, this term in the Pali, yata bhuta, what has come to be, it has come to be, and that is really what we're aligning with, kind of a truth. We're aligning with the truth of what has come to be. It has already come to be, and so awareness of that is aligning with truth. It is aligning with, awareness of that without resistance is aligning with the truth of that. And yet in the next moment, what we step into, how we make a choice of stepping into the next moment, that's in our formal practice, that may just be to be with whatever the next thing that arises is. In our daily life, it may be a choice that we make of how to respond, given that we are aware of the situation. How do we respond skillfully? But the kind of the grounded awareness of, okay, this awareness of this, of what has come to be, is a is kind of the ground out of which skillful response can arise, rather than reactive response. And so the that exploration in our formal practice of kind of aligning ourselves or attuning ourselves of what is arising right now, the awareness of that is what the meditation is supposed to be, can help us in our daily lives to check and see, are there any agendas, are there any views or ideas about what's going on right now that's extra? You know, the extra ideas of this shouldn't be happening, or this is wrong, I'm bad, I haven't got this right, I'm doing all of the kind of self-view. And that's something else I've noticed, the kind of subtle self-view that comes in with comparing what the meditation is today versus what it was a few weeks ago, or what the meditation is now versus what it was yesterday. This kind of comparing mind, we often talk about comparing mind and with respect to ourselves and others, but comparing mind can come with respect to our ideas about ourselves as well. So we can check in with this kind of, oh, this is what is happening. Can the awareness be with that? That is what our work is in awareness practice. That is what is supposed to be happening. And then having that awareness without resistance or judgment about what has already come to be, there can be a skillful response in terms of stepping forward into the next moment, maybe choosing something different in our daily lives, changing the channel in terms of what we're attending to. So those are just a few reflections. I don't want to talk for too long, so...